Einstein spoke only once more during the general discussion when he asked a question. Dubois recalled later that Einstein said hardly anything beyond presenting a very simple objection to the probability interpretation, and then he fell back into silence. However, with all the participants staying at the Hotel Metropole, it was in its elegant Art Deco dining room that the keenest arguments took place, not in the conference room at the Institute of Physiology. Bohr and Einstein, said Heisenberg, were in the thick of it all. Surprisingly, for an aristocrat, Dubois spoke only French. He must have seen Einstein and Bohr deep in conversation in the dining room, with the likes of Heisenberg and Pauli listening closely. As they spoke in German, Dubois did not realize that they were engaged in what Heisenberg called a duel. The acknowledged master of the thought experiment, Einstein would arrive at breakfast armed with a new proposal that challenged the uncertainty principle and with it the much lauded consistency of the Copenhagen interpretation. The analysis would begin over coffee and croissants. It continued as Einstein and Bohr headed to the Institute of Physiology, usually with Heisenberg, Pauli, and Ehrenfest trailing alongside. As they walked and talked, assumptions were probed and clarified before the start of the morning session. During the meeting, and particularly in the pauses, we younger people, mostly Pauli and I, tried to analyze Einstein's experiment, Heisenberg said later, and at lunchtime the discussions continued between Bohr and the others from Copenhagen. Late in the afternoon, following further consultations among themselves, the collaborative effort would yield a rebuttal. During dinner back at the Metropole, Bohr would explain to Einstein why his latest thought experiment had failed to break the limits imposed by the uncertainty principle. Each time Einstein could find no fault with the Copenhagen response, but they knew, said Heisenberg, in his heart, he was not convinced. After several days, Heisenberg later recalled, Bohr, Pauli, and I knew that we could now be sure of our ground, and Einstein understood that the new interpretation of quantum mechanics cannot be refuted so simply. But Einstein refused to yield. Even if it failed to capture the essence of his rejection of the Copenhagen interpretation, he would say, God does not play dice. But still it cannot be for us to tell God how he is to run the world, replied Bohr on one occasion. Einstein, I am ashamed of you, said Paul Ehrenfest, only half joking. You are arguing against the new quantum theory just as your opponents argue about relativity theory.